Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
I'd now say you must to speak to God.
Yes.
And should I call you Jeff?
Yes, thank you.
You are quite an interesting person.
Oh, thank you.
You probably don't think so yourself.
Just an ordinary person.
No, well, it's just as well, perhaps that one doesn't think too much about oneself. Otherwise, one gets very punctual. But you know, I don't think you realize your potential. There's a great deal of activity around you. Not as though it's not interested in you. I don't know if you understand, but you are an old soul. And you have had many incarnations,
I'm told.
Can you hear me?
I can.
When you were much younger, would you have been interested in Egyptology?
Very much so.
And there's a reason for that. Because you were very much caught up, centuries and centuries ago, with Egypt. You had an incarnation in Egypt. And you were very much concerned with what I suppose one would have called religion. Although the religion of that day, obviously, is totally and certainly very different than that which is common in your world today. But you had an inner awareness, an inner consciousness about things of experience. And although you were very much caught up with the religion of the time in which you lived, you just exactly opposed it, but at the same time you struck out in a different direction altogether. And you know, I think you were sent back into this world of yours today. Although you may not feel you have done anything of any consequence, there is work that they expect you yet to do. You have a very deep realization in you then of the things that are truly unfinished, and you have the power of the ability to demonstrate the gift of the spirit. And I don't wish to fastidate you, but I don't think you've done very much about it.
Nothing out of blood, shall we say.
Well, that's one way of putting it.
Yes.
But you could do the work, and you could give a great deal of hope and enlightenment.
Yes.
I feel that you have to some extent, alter the course of events. To some extent, you have to change circumstances. It's not always an easy for them.
No.
As a matter of fact, I don't wish to be unkind or make any reference to any one person. But you've not always been a creation.
True.
Now, it's not for me to make comments, but they do say that they want you to exert yourself when possible to do this work and not to seek for thought. I don't know how, you know, when I was on your side, I was deeply interested in the things of the spirit. I was, that's in some ways rather misled, but it didn't alter the fact that I had the realization within myself of these truths. You know, you probably do not remember, or perhaps you wouldn't know, and there's no reason why you should, about the Theosophical Society.
Yes.
And I was a great upholder of the truth of the Theosophical Society. And I was one of the early people to be taught up to this in connection. And I do feel that with this spiritualism, as you refer to it, which of course fundamentally is true. But there is a, unfortunately, a tendency of some who do not appear to understand or know. They resent the whole idea of coming back into your world, being incarnated again. You see, I wish I could put this in a way which would be accessible to everyone who may listen to me. Both. But, you know, one incarnation is merely like one jewel in a string of jewels, a necklace of jewels. The perfect combination and the reality that develops and comes from experience can only be in many existences. You cannot assume, or should not assume, that in one existence you will understand fully or completely yourself, or how and why and where you may be heading or going. You know, most people return. They may not come back immediately. They may not come back after centuries of earthly time. And then again there are those who choose to return to do a specific work, who are chosen to come back to illuminate the era in which they find themselves by their philosophy, their teaching, their realization of self. I mean, one can point out three times individuals who had a part to play, who show the path that others might travel, and that they might learn and experience on that path many things which are essential for the growth of the soul. You know, my friend, not only you, but all your friends here, in a sense, have a work to do. May not always be apparent, it may not always be achieved, and there may be obstacles which are important, which in themselves prevent one from going further in the work that it intends they should do. But one should not be unduly worried and unduly concerned if temporarily you are not able to do or achieve certain things. You see, you are all searching for truth. You are all searching for what life is all about, for what is the real you. The real you, obviously, as you well know, it must be out of shape. It's not even the period in which you find yourself. Important as may well be, to some extent, for the opening up of the dwell of the fire of the spirit. But you know, my friends, each one of you here has been brought together for a purpose. Not only as friends together, but to share knowledge, to share experience, to share the great realization of self. And you know, I suppose human nature being what it is, one obviously, when one is to some extent affected by material things, you cannot always achieve or do what you feel you would wish to do or would like to do, or what you may even know you think that to do. But each one of you here has come together. You have learned a great deal. That's more than you know. It may be something that you have within yourself that you feel about so intensely, and yet you cannot speak it first, or demonstrate it, or if you do, that's not as well as you would wish. But you are all here together. You are all part of each other. You are a group soul. That may surprise some of you. How do you become a group soul? Individually, yes, you have your individual self. You have your own individual spirit. You have your own individual way of expression. But nevertheless, there is a group soul which is not only vitally important as a whole, but it is a group. Not only your group, but many such groups of people to come together. In fact, there are many incarnations, and they have work to do as a group. You are a group. You are doing in your own way what you can do to the best of your ability. I know that you all know about Sai Baba. Of course, we all know that. Sai Baba is a great soul, a very old soul that has many incarnations, and he is the voice of the spirit, and you have been brought into that group. You see, we are trying to break down the barriers built up by religions, often bringing intolerance and sometimes developing even hatred and malice. The ills of the world, many of the ills of the world, are brought about by religious teachings, religious backgrounds, religious upbringing, which is all very sad. And yet the foundation of all religions is fundamentally the same truth. But you see, my friends, you have a wider vision. You have a wider realization, a wider understanding. And in your own way, you are endeavoring to turn, to open up, not only your own awareness and consciousness, but to transmit it to many another person. You know, one life is insignificant. It's like a drop in the ocean of time itself. You are blessed because you have seen, and you have seen with the eyes of the Spirit, and you have listened with the ears of the Spirit, and you have been strengthened by the love of the Spirit. We are so thrilled and so happy to be around and about you. Many a soul that is endeavoring to help you, to guide you, to uplift you, to inspire you. You have been so blessed. I do not want to continue only on the physical side. That is vital, that is our work, that is our important dream. But also I'd like to speak just for a few seconds on the material. Of course, each one of you have at some time or another something to contend with, and sometimes even with the knowledge and the realization that you have, you must inwardly say to yourself, here am I, endeavoring to do the things that truly are of the Spirit, to bring enlightenment, to bring joy, to bring knowledge, to bring comfort to those misfortunes in the world inside you. And yet I have this daughter, or this illness, or whatever it is that seems to hold you back, or prevents you from going ahead, or going forward to do as you would wish to do. Of course it is understandable that everyone wants to do the work as best they can, in whatever way they can. But if you have said that, try to realize that perhaps there is a reason. I'm not suggesting that we altogether concern ourselves or agree there should be setbacks or drawbacks. But life is as it is. You are living in a material world, and there are many stresses and many things which cause aggravation. And sometimes oneself causes great concern. But realize that though sometimes you may feel that you are temporarily by the wayside and you want to join with others to go along that road of spiritual realization and possession, you see the light that draws you and fascinates you, and you yet say to yourself, I must rest for a while to draw back if it were something that will give me the strength to go forward. Don't let the setback unduly stress you or worry you, if you can help it. Know that the love that surrounds you is powerful and strong, and that when you sit back, sometimes in silence, those loving thoughts that go out from you into the world, into the mind without that the more is realizing it, into the minds of innumerable people that they begin to think and to wonder, and perhaps even to search for themselves. Don't worry. Of course you know, when all the great people, from all the great prophets, from all the great spirits walked your path, the road was never, never easy. There were all men on kinds of problems and temptations and difficulties. And sometimes they became weary too. And yet the truth of them proclaimed and the knowledge that they had found, it still spread around in your world by people such as yourselves. Don't feel disheartened. Go forward in love, in harmony, in strength, as one, knowing that you are truly blessed. We cannot fail you, because our love is such that it is our strength and yours. Love overcomes all things and encompasses all of us. Go into the world of the flesh, proclaim the truth of life continues. Give joy to those whose hearts are heavy laden, and think only of that which is truly of the Spirit, that it will strengthen you for further activities yet. We love you. We are very, very, very close to you, closer than you ever comprehend. Innumerable souls, not two or three. When you hear, as you often hear of these sort of sessions, about your diet, I suppose you learn to accept one or two, but there are innumerable souls helping, not only just one, but everyone. You know, you hear a little childish voice named Mickey. Mickey is no longer a child of the earth. He is a great soul, a brilliant soul of the Spirit, who enters into the material condition temporarily and comes to you more or less as he may have been when upon earth. You know, sometimes we put on, I hope you'll forgive me for saying this, an act. We assume, sometimes, a personality. And if you were clairvoyant, a shape, a form. But you see, we are purely and truly of a spirit. We can assume, temporarily, something of the material. When Nicky comes to you, he assumes the material self. There are various reasons for this. It's done deliberately, I suppose, to make the atmosphere less tense. Because, you see, when you have a group of people, such as yourself, or whatever that group happens to be, the human element is natural. In the early stages of inquiry into this truth, you want truth, or you want evidence. So every attempt has to be made to give you that truth. And that means, to some extent, it has to be on a material level. Otherwise, it would not be acceptable to you. But when you've got past that, which all of you have, I hope I told you have, and you are on the mental and spiritual level, then we can discard, temporarily at least, the self which I suppose to some extent you accept, but is no longer quite the same thing. I can talk to you, if I so wish, on different levels. I could assume, temporarily, other selves. You know, it's an extraordinary thing, which I'm sure you'll find very difficult to understand, that I can, and others here can, concentrate temporarily for a few seconds of your earthly time on an old self, as I once was, for instance, when on earth. in a previous incarnation. And I can come back as that personality. And yet, to some extent, I could be restricted by the memory of the old self. But we are many selves, because we've had many physical material bodies. We are many aspects of truth, in a way, on different levels of awareness and consciousness. You've been very fortunate that you have come into contact with various individuals who themselves are quite unique, I suppose, as instruments or mediums, if you will, whether it is Saibaba, whether it is this young man, whoever it happens to be. They're all instruments. You are instruments. And some of you are much more further advanced than you give yourself credit for. You have an inner awareness. You may not call yourself medium, some of you, and yet you have it. It's there. You sense, you feel, you understand, and sometimes you know. I know there are times when some people put it down to intuition. How often do we hear this word, intuition? What is intuition? It's sensing, it's feeling, and to some extent it is, without fully understanding it, realizing something to do with an individual or personality, or what might be or could be. All life is mental. We are all thinking. We are all subject to thought. We are no more, no less than thought. We are as we think. That is why it behoves people, particularly people on your side who have this truth within them, to think on that mental and spiritual level, that it may change you to some extent individually to do the work that you have to do. Because in a way, all the restrictions of the material, this is the problem, overcoming temporarily the restricted conditions of the material and the thought forces of other people. But you have truth, and you will fight for that truth. You will expound that truth. You will live that truth. And indeed, you have become that truth. Now, I have to go. And I hope you won't think that I've taken up too much of your valuable time, but I am so anxious for each one of you to know that we're all part of the same group. Bless you.
My name is Betty.
Oh,
thank you. It's not in the name.
No,
it's in the work. It's in the work. And I do bless you all and Sai Baba. Oh, my best.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.